Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Kathy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic, ICS cybersecurity. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Since its first edition in 2002, the conference has attracted a continually rising interest as both the stakes of critical infrastructure protection and the distinctiveness of securing ICSs become increasingly apparent. RadyFlow's solutions empower operators of industrial IoT automation systems to maintain visibility and control of their operational networks. MITRE's ATT and CK framework has been widely used by cybersecurity professionals to describe and classify attacker behavior and assess an organization's, not surprisingly. Surprisingly, cybersecurity is becoming more and more important across the board. The high percentages of ICS computers attacked in developing countries could be a product of these countries having had industrial sectors for a relatively short amount of time. Overall, according to the report, the attacks were not overly sophisticated. They commonly used spear phishing via PDF documents, software installers with Trojan installers, and waterhole attacks through pre-compromised websites. Learning objective: introduction to programming, a PLC learning objective, understand and HMI to PLC communication goal. Students will learn how to securely architect, configure, and operate a jump host providing access into an ICS environment. The initiative is equipping security professionals and control system engineers with the security awareness, work-specific knowledge, and hands-on technical skills they need to secure automation and control system technology. The courses equip both security professionals and control system engineers with the knowledge and skills they need to safeguard our critical infrastructures. Control systems are widely deployed and need your attention. There is no such thing as a system that is too small. Alerts provide timely notification to critical infrastructure owners and operators concerning threats to critical infrastructure networks. Advisories provide timely information about current security issues, vulnerabilities, and exploits. ICS-related technical information papers, tips, annual reports, year-in review, and third-party products that NCCIC considers of interest to persons engaged in protecting industrial control systems. This was ICS Cybersecurity, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 744. My name is Kathy Mitchell, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.